A better two.
All right, 586-8787, the waning moments of this Jimmy Fund Radiothon, 586-8787, and in Greenfield over there, it's 774-4301. Still time to call us, and go ahead and do it, make a pledge, and the people here will be happy to take down all the information and turn this into a special day for you and your family. And
right.
So you get on the bandwagon with the rest of the people in this area.
586-8787. You can call down, or even better, come on in person. We got a young woman that just came over with a contribution. You want to send? We'd like to send your daughter over here. We'd be happy to talk to her. She just came in with a contribution. Come on over here. Come on up here.
In fact, we'll say
hello.
We've got a donation here in person from the Haynes family of North Hadley. There's Robin, Karen, and Kristen. Where's the third one?
Let's find out who these folks are.
Right here, what's your name?
Robin.
Robin what?
Hayes.
And your name?
Karen.
And we have a little one in here. What's your name?
That's Kristen.
You said Kristen?
Well, we want to thank you very much for coming in and giving us a donation. We appreciate it very much.
Let's hear it for Robin, Karen, and Kristen.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And that is the spirit of the Jimmy Fund right there. Contributions, lots of them, from families throughout Hampshire and Franklin counties, and that is what we appreciate. And we would welcome any last-minute contributions that we can get down here at the Hampshire Mall. Thank you very much once again.
As we're winding down here, there's so many people to thank. I just want to get my word in before I pass this over to Greg. Channel 22, their whole staff, Dave Matz and Judy Musante here all day working tirelessly, and we really can't say enough. Raleigh Jacobs was down here with us, the crew from WHMP, of course, our own Greg Adams, Joe Fennessy, and we had King Winter with us this morning. I'm going to pass this over to Greg Adams now.
You've done that. Thank you very much, Peter. I just, again, want to say thank you to, first of all of the people who have been so kind as to fill up our box with pledges in the last 10 hours. It's flown right by. We're now at $8,600, that $1 donation that we just got put us over the top. Now let's see how much further we can go. We've still got about 10 minutes left. John Miller, Charlie Pellet, Ken Coleman, if you're still in range, which I doubt, and everyone else, we want to say thank you so much. We've got a new pledge coming in from the Medicine Shop on Main Street in Florence. Earlier they made a bid upon the autograph ball, but instead they've turned that $75 bid into a pledge. Thank you very much, the Medicine Shop.
And they're always a great organization. I know from my years in Northampton, they sponsored many events in Florence, and they've always been very active in the community and very civic-minded, and we certainly do appreciate their efforts and think it's absolutely fantastic that they're helping us out here at the Jimmy Fund today. It's certainly going to a good cause, and we really do appreciate it. Your efforts and our efforts will certainly be made worthwhile by the contributions that are coming in one by one as we wind down Jimmy Fund 82, and I guess I'm looking forward to the Jimmy Fund 83. Greg, there's going to be one next year, right, without a doubt.
If you'll come up, we'll have one.
I would love to. I mean, New York's only 3.5 hours away, and I don't do anything on weekends, so I had a fun time. I say that tongue-in-cheek. It was worth the drive, and anything to get out of New York is a sufficient excuse, especially coming up to Northampton or Amherst.
And, John, we certainly hope that you'll consider our invitation again in the future also. We certainly enjoyed having you here. You've really been a terrific help to us, and we really appreciate your uplifting of the spirits here, among other things, of course, making the phones ring, and you've done that very well.
Oh, hey, nobody told me there were any spirits in the vicinity. Now the thing's over, you tell me. Thanks a lot. I really certainly have enjoyed myself, and I know Ken had to leave already to get back to Cohasset, which is equally, I think, about three and a half hours, about the same distance as it is to get back to New York from here. But Ken gives his all to this thing all year round. Now, I broadcast Red Sox baseball, and as my wife will tell you, that takes quite a bit of time, and it's quite a strain for her as well as for me with the travel involved and all the other things involved with that. But Ken not only does that, but he takes care of everything concerning the Jimmy Fund. He's the executive director of that. He's got a full-time job during the baseball season, so he's got two full-time jobs, and then he spends all winter not only administrating the Jimmy Fund, but also traveling all around New England with radiothons such as this. And on behalf of Ken, I know we've got the total up near $9,000 now. And in a moment, we're going to have even bigger news on that. But I know that for Ken, this has been a day of great meaning. And for him, I'd just like to say thank you to all the people of this area in Hadley and Amherst and Greenfield and Turner's Falls and all the area. And again, you turned out and you did the job today. And we've got just a few moments to go, and Peter Keenan has some big news.
Well, our friends over at the VFW.